This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Well, let's talk to our XKO fighters. They got the fight going on this weekend at it's the All In fight, and it's going to be at Gas Monkey Live. And that's one of the things I wanted to kind of talk about real quick with you guys. Antonio, you've been out there doing. You're the voice man for XKO, and
we try not to let him talk too much so we can keep our jobs.
He does an amazing voice, but for us, I know you guys have done a lot of events there, and we're doing our fan bowl there this year. It's the biggest paper football tournament in the world. All right, and everybody shows up. It's a huge party, and we want to let all of our Turn It On, Leave It On listeners know why you guys like the venue, what you enjoy about it so much.
You know, first of all, thanks for having us, guys. And the venue is amazing. We were driving up here, we heard about the fan bowl. We can't wait to check it out. Plenty of room, huge bar. If you like to drink, if you like to have a great time, great music, great venue. The VIP Red Room has its own bathrooms, so that's a plus.
Oh, that's
right next
to
the liquor. So as soon as you drink, you can hit the bathroom. There's no line. There's a couch if you pass out and you don't remember most of the night. It's okay. As long as you have some good friends, it'll take care of you.
I do not. I have Kevin and Colby.
Yeah.
Colby will drag me over to the water and try and drown me somewhere.
Well, we don't want that. As long as you have floaties on, I think you can make it.
They'll put those floaties on me. That's for sure.
So the rest of the fighters we have with us, Audrey, you've been on before.
Yes. Hello. Thank you guys for having me back.
Absolutely. And then Evan and Selena.
Yes, sir. First time here.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So the question, and I was just asking our fine promoter friend this off air, are you guys at all angry at the Chicago Bears kicker for missing that kick and thus putting the Cowboys game head to head with your show? Mm. Am I breaking that news that the Cowboys game is head to head with your show now?
Most people, I think I can probably speak for most of us. I think most MMA fighters aren't that into football. I had no idea. I could care less.
I agree. Sorry.
I mean, we are the home of the Dallas Cowboys, so I don't know if I would say that. I mean, you should say that you love the Cowboys.
Cowboys?
But just tell everyone they can DVR the game or listen to it on the fan while they watch the fight.
Here's the thing. You should come out to the fights, DVR the game, or you can live stream the fights while you've got the game on. So on commercial breaks, you can watch the fights.
Oh.
Just saying.
Yes, look at her.
All right.
She's got it going on there.
Good answer. Good answer. We really saved that because we're trying to help you guys out.
Yeah. Evan was trying to throw the Cowboys under the bus over there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Evan, here's what you should say then. I'm going to just go ahead and give you a tip. All right. You're in the main event on Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? All right. So if I were you, I would just say by the time we get to your fight, the Cowboys will have already won.
Oh,
this is just a thought.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to throw that out there?
Absolutely.
Okay. But you actually have to say it. You can't just say absolutely or else they'll know that I told you to say it.
Are you a Cowboys fan, Evan?
I mean, I'm from DFW, so if I was going to pick a football team, it would definitely be the Cowboys.
Right. Come on, man. We're trying to help. If I were to pick a football, you just say,
DFW. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys, all the way. America's
there you go.
Team.
There you go. You know see what? How easy this is? Okay, check it out. Selena, are you a fan of the Dallas Cowboys?
I'm a fan.
Okay, there you go. She's throwing him a fan in there. I was like, hold on, what's she doing?
That's why I yelled, because I was worried she was going to stop right there.
You walk out to the ring with the Cowboys flag or something like that. Everybody's on your side after a game like this. This is what you're doing.
That place gets rowdy. Those people are, do you guys ever, probably not because you're focused on more important things, but
like punching, kicking.
Yeah, sure. But I've been out to y'all's show several times and sometimes I feel bad when one of the fighters has 50 people there cheering for them, and then they introduce their opponent, and there's two people that are like, yeah.
That'll be my fight. I don't see the problem with this.
Okay, so you don't ever have a problem with the cheering section. You're like, that's not going to impact who actually wins the fight, right?
Oh, no. I mean, that's like kind of the last thing on my mind. I mean, I like being the guy that isn't cheered for and then winning, and then everybody being upset afterwards. And then I can hold my hands and go, yeah,
I told you.
It is kind of fun to take it down the hometown hero.
Okay, well, I was going
to
say.
The Cowboys have to do against the Rams on Saturday, by the way, Kevin.
See, he gets it. I would say we have a history. Be careful, Evan. We have a history on the show of having a fighter in the main event and chaos happening in the main event and almost causing a riot at the venue. So just be careful not to let that happen to you. You know what I'm talking about, all right? Don't pretend that you don't know what I'm talking about. All right, so Audrey, we've had you on the show before. We'll go to you in terms of your fight. What do we know about our opponent? What should we be looking for when people make their way out there Saturday night?
This is my opponent's pro debut. Her amateur fights, she hasn't fought in a few years. She's been training some in jiu-jitsu, but it'll be her first time out there in a while. So I've certainly been a lot more active than she has in the last few years. But it should be a good fight. She comes from a jiu-jitsu school. She's got a tough jiu-jitsu coach. But I'm not scared. It'll be fun.
Biggest change going from amateur to pro fights, and I know eventually timing changes as well, but what else kind of is an adjustment?
I'd say the level of opponent. I mean, one of the fights that I know she had as amateur, the poor girl had no business being in there.
Oh,
it shouldn't
really
be even considered a fight. You could find someone on the street that could do a better job. So I'd say the level of opponent and the amount of time that someone's going to invest in training.
Okay. Now, Selena, what can you tell us about...
She's not the teenage witch, dude. Come on, what are you doing
okay,
here?
Okay, fair enough, fair
She's
enough.
Dreaming of you tonight. That's Selena.
Oh, I was going to say, I accept. What are we doing here? What can you tell us about your opponent and your fight rolling into Saturday?
I know absolutely nothing about her.
Okay.
She's from El Paso, Texas, and... ready to go this Saturday.
Should we throw out some generic trash talk that would fit for just about any kind of opponent that you would face?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I've seen a couple sparring videos from her, and I'm not too impressed.
Oh, nice.
So,
now, Selena, are you from the area? Are you from the DFW area? Where'd you grow up?
San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio. Okay, all right.
Fort Worth.
Close enough.
Yeah.
El Paso, let's throw out some more trash talk then. El Paso is about as far out as it gets when it comes to Texas. Like, you're San Antonio, DFW area. That's deep in the heart of Texas. So everybody's already rooting for you, right?
And she said Fort Worth. Huge fan base.
Fort Worth.
All right. Yeah. I like that.
Good places.
Now, Evan, what kind of pressures come along with being in the main event, outside of, like, I'm sure there's your own pressures in your camp and make weight and win your fight, but do you feel any additional pressure when you roll up in the main event?
I don't think so, man. I'm an attention seeker. That's one thing I actually love about the sport, is being able to perform in front of the biggest audiences that I can. I mean, I've fought on national TV multiple times. I've done a reality show with Spike TV and Bellator. I really do like it when there's a camera in my face and eyeballs on me.
I like that, man. You just became Corey's favorite fighter. I was watching him. I was watching him while you answered that question. And he's like, "Ooh, yeah, attention is nice."
Yeah. So, how do you? Is there like a plan of action to get more attention when you're walking out to the ring, or do you like and the attention that you get? Do you want positive or negative attention, or does it matter?
Sound like he cares?
No, I mean, for me, I want to look like I'm having fun with it. I think that's something that people love seeing in athletes, is when they look like they're enjoying what they do. I mean, my last walkout banner, I think my nickname's The Butcher, and on my banner in big letters I had, "You can't beat my meat." So, I mean, like, I'm kind of a goofy guy, but I of course I take training seriously, and I take this sport seriously. I mean, this is something that I don't think anyone can do casually. This is I've had surgeries from this sport. I've invested the past decade, more than a decade now, of my life into the sport. And I mean, again, I just want people to see it and appreciate the talent and appreciate the hard work.
A lot of people, like with runners, they'll talk about runner's high. Is there a fighter's high? Do y'all ever have a moment in your training where you have that, like, you experience something like that too?
Yeah, when he's coming up with puns for his banner to go out to the walkout. So that's what I think.
There is nothing that compares to the high of winning a fight, of you going in and it is you against one other person and you get to impose your will and you come out the victor. There is nothing that a runner's high cannot compare. Nothing can compare.
I think it's beating adversity. I mean, and you can do that in the gym. You can do that with your training partners that normally get the better of you. But like Audrey said, I mean, when you do it in front of a giant audience and people are there and screaming and cheering, I mean, I don't care if you're on the amateur level or on the pro level for the UFC. That high is probably the biggest high that I've ever had in my life.
Particularly when you get the finish. Like, I would imagine when you go to the judges, you have like just a minute or two to kind of catch your breath, and maybe there's some nervousness, maybe sometimes not so much, but sometimes some nervousness. Does it get amped up even more when there's a finish one way or another?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Anybody ever walk into a kick and you're like, "Well, that was an accident, but I'll take it." or like a, or like they walk into a punch and you're like, all right, I got the win.
I mean, it is complete chaos. I had one fight, which was my first fight in the Bellator reality show. The guy threw a spinning back kick and just completely like mistimed it. And he hit me with the back of his leg and he just gave me his back and I jumped up and like secured the choke. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Still to this day, if you ever go back, it was like UFC, I don't know, 30 something, is Matt Hughes gets choked out by Carlos Newton and then falls backwards on him and knocks Carlos Newton out, at which point Matt Hughes regains consciousness. And they're like, you won the fight. And I'm like, hold on. But he was unconscious and he fell over. But that's how he won the fight. So, hey, man, if you win the fight, you win the fight. That's the way I would view it. Mm-hmm.
That's the way my bank account views it.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, I'm glad that you guys are all in such good spirits, because the way we used to kind of plan some of these, sometimes you were right up against having to do the weigh-in. And I know you guys have a day and a half to weigh-in, give or take. Y'all do weigh-ins on Friday?
Weigh-in Friday at noon.
Okay, yeah. What's the hunger factor, irritation factor these last couple days before the weigh-in?
I think the more you do the sport and the more you get used to the weight cut, the more you're able to mitigate some of the frustration. I mean, it just becomes a part of the job for me. There's guys that cut an incredible amount of weight. I would say I cut a moderate amount of weight for my weight class.
Which is? Like, what's a moderate amount of weight cut?
For me, there's sometimes I start at 190 about a week ago, and I make it all the way down to 170. Like, sometimes when I have a 20-pound weight cut, that's what it was for this fight camp. I think today I'm further into the weight cut. I'm about 183 when I'm waking up in the morning, so I still have another 13 pounds, but the majority of that 13 pounds will be water weight. So
do you sweat it out like with trash bags, or do you just go into the gym and just say, you know what, got the hoodie on today?
No, trash bag. Okay. Trash bags and plastics are a must.
Okay.
Abilene is another must. There's a product called Sweet Sweat out
you
there.
You say Abilene?
Oh, yeah.
Abilene, the city in the state of Texas? Yeah. You just run to Abilene back?
Yeah. You rub it all over yourself and it makes you sweat more.
So
Sweet Sweat
really?
Is great. Now, I like Sweet Sweat.
Let's throw this out there. I've seen Sweet Sweat on Ariane Celeste Instagram.
So that's a player for him.
My co-host and I both recently, he lost 176 pounds and I lost 100 pounds, 101.
Congrats.
And we had to weigh in every week. Basically, we'd go in and they'd say, all right, stop eating, fatty.
Wish I would have known about these techniques.
Hold on, can I just go get some Sweet Sweat? And this is how
it's
life works.
It's such a
for
temporary
me?
Thing. Like, okay. By the time we fight, I mean, especially like Evan, he'll be right back up to 190 pounds by the time he fights. Like, I'll have
that's
put on 10 pounds by the time I fight. So
okay, all right.
It's a very temporary water manipulation. That's not very fun.
And I saw your look when he answered that he still had 13 pounds to go. Like, how close are you then? Because that seems not
legit. I've got 5 pounds.
Okay. Because 13,
I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But it's so much easier for men to cut water weight than it is for women.
Why is... Should I ask
that's
why
another
that is,
one of those double standard advantages, Kevin, that you're always talking about we have?
Sure. There's a couple just built-in advantages that men have that are unfair, and I'm obviously you guys know about that. I kind of want to ask about that as well, Selena, is y'all had all mentioned like the skill that it takes to do this, and I'm glad that we're finally to the point where people seem to realize that over the last several years, because for the longest time it seemed like people like, I could fight. I could take a punch, you know, and like that, they were going to jump in there. How much more accepting has the women's or the mixed martial arts community been towards women fighting over the last couple of years, would you all say, or does it go further back than that? Because it seems to a point where everyone understands and respects that aspect too.
I'm pretty new to this. I've only been doing it for about a year. And I would say so far, from what I've seen, a lot of the men are really accepting of it. And they're really supportive, too, especially the men at my gym. They get in there. They spar with me. They help me. They've helped me get to where I am today, and couldn't have done it without them.
Same kind of question for you.
I mean, I would say, again, at the gym that I'm at, the people have been incredibly supportive. I started, I don't know, 25 years ago, so been in it a little bit longer.
Right, right.
Like my boxing coach, the first time I worked with him, I decided I really wanted to take on boxing. And so my head coach was like, oh, I want you to work with David. And David looked at me and he's like, I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't think women should fight. I'm against it in principle. Like, I came up in a gym where women weren't even allowed in the gym. And I looked at my coach and I was like, why are you making me work with him? But that being said, a year later, you know, David took me and two other females to the Women's National Golden Gloves, which is a women's only boxing tournament. So I know I changed his perception of it. It's, you know, it's a mixed bag. I think some people are really accepting of it and supportive of it, and some aren't. And, you know, it's just something you have to deal with.
Fascinating. Well, the show XKO All In, you can get tickets at extremeknockout.com. We'll continue to tell you more about that Saturday night at Gas Monkey Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.